The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So, Anthony has a funny story about meeting one of our listeners, somebody who listens to us. I can't wait to talk about this. Welcome to Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. Shout out to our homegirl, Taylor, who is just a great supporter of the show. And
yeah,
a friend.
For sure,
she's cool.
She's
cool
as hell. She's a homie, man.
And so I ran into her and her daughter, and we were taking a picture, and her daughter jumps out of the car and goes, "Mama, Anthony sounds taller on the radio."
And you're not even short.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, listen, I'm 5'11", which is, you know, like, that's like 6'4", to like, you know, my Latino people. So, but the funniest thing was Taylor looked back at her daughter and goes, "You look like you're fresh out of school. Get back in the car." I was like, oh, that's a thing. I'm not around kids a lot, but yeah, kids looking fresh out of school is rough.
Well, people probably who don't follow us on social media wonder what we look like. And a lot of times when I meet folks, almost every time I meet somebody, people will say, "I thought you were a lot bigger. I thought you were taller. I thought you were a bigger woman." Like, I'm like 5'2 on a good day, and I weigh maybe 115.
I think people think of Dana as like this big imposing figure. Like, you're like,
I am big and imposing, only from the mouth.
She's got a big mouth. Yeah, exactly. When people meet me, they always think, well, they always tell me, "You're white."
Automatic is a white guy.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, Queenie, I remember she said she thought you were a black man.
I get that a lot, but I mostly get Hispanic.
They think you're Mexican.
Can you explain why do you get that, DJ Automatic?
It must be my accent. I don't know, because I grew up in like a Mexican neighborhood, and I have an accent. So.
I think it's your song choices. I think it's your selection of music.
I don't know what it is, but I'm. Yeah,
you've never been one.
I was born in Minnesota. That's how white I am.
You've never been one to pick "Let Me Take a Selfie" as your favorite record.
Yeah. Let me take a selfie.
All right. If you want to know what we look like, follow us on social media at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A Comedy, and at Dana Cortez. Anthony A, what's National Day?
We're going to kick it off with National Telephone Day. Hello, ring, ring.
Anybody? Big deal.
One of the greatest inventions of our time.
Oh, of course.
If not the greatest, because, I mean, you have a computer in your pocket at
you
all times.
You can get an answer to everything.
Access to everything.
Everything.
Oh, so great. It might be the downfall, but let's not get weird this Tuesday. All right, let's go to, we also got Manny Petty Day, which is, man, I love a good Manny and Petty.
I do, but I think most women will agree with me now to find the time to get one. It used to be something I loved to do as a relaxation thing. Now it's like a job.
Every time I go, I get insulted. Every time.
Because you have ugly feet.
They will literally tell me, they'll be like, "You got to do something about that."
No fame, no shame, brother DJ Automatic. And let's wrap it up on National Hug a Plumber Day. Yes.
Yes.
Hug a little plumbers, man.
We need more plumbers. People don't understand that the labor market, less and less people are wanting to get into this industry. Plumbers make good money.
Plumbers make bank.
And we need them.
It's a dirty job, but it pays well.
I remember, and I've told this story before, but maybe you haven't heard it. I just bought my first house. I didn't have a lot of money. And I found this plumber, Don and Tammy, and I had a leak. And he said, "We can either put a camera down there, it's going to be $2,000, or your kitty cat, just follow your cat around. Wherever the cat lays down is where the leak is, and it will just dig right down." And my cat laid down in a certain spot every day. I told him, and it was right on the spot. Saved me $2,000. $89.99 is what that cost me.
Damn, dude.
Thank you, Don, the plumber. Oh, by the way, he made about $250,000 every single year.
There
congratulations
you go.
To Damn, Don bro. And Tammy.
Shout out the cat, dude.
I know my cat's still there. Shout the cat out, too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's talk about sometimes how a breakup, even though it doesn't feel like the best situation, can sometimes make you your best self.
Oh, the motivator.
Oh, the motivator, man. The revenge of getting better when somebody tells you how bad of a person you are, why they didn't want you. And we had this down in the DM, and our videographer reminded us, I forgot, this woman and man, they were getting married, and turns out she didn't want to marry him. And inside the down on the DM, she said, "You're in the same place you were in high school, doing the same thing. I want more." And I felt bad because
I felt for that guy,
so
but she
hurt.
She did him a favor. She did. They weren't supposed to be together.
And because it would have ended up in divorce.
And herself a favor as well, too.
Yeah, because she didn't think highly of him. And if you're going to marry somebody, you got to think highly of them.
Ooh, there was no mutual respect there.
No.
Which I think, you know, sometimes when you're the person who walks away, you can be seen or, you know, feel as a bad person. But you have to make a move for yourself if you're unhappy.
But I got to say something. Like, these aspirations of just only dating somebody who's already here, it's about the goal and the desire and the effort the person has. I have moved further ahead with my partner, DJ Automatic, than ever. I mean,
hopefully,
you know?
For this guy, though, that we were talking about, the breakup is the motivator. Because I know when I had like one of my biggest breakups right after college, that was like my DJ career went woof.
Why?
Because why? I was going to prove to her that if she was wrong. I remember we were driving around one time and she's like, and I told her, I was like, I'm taking DJ a lot more serious. I want to get, you know, I want to start traveling. I want to start doing this. She's like, well, you're not even that good.
Oh.
I was driving her car. I was like, should I just drive off the road now? Or was it-
Do you think, were you good that time at that time or no?
No, I wasn't that good. I mean, I was okay. I was
nobody
definitely
starts
I was better
good.
Than average, yeah. but I'm not. I was nowhere near
you
where I am now.
You probably suck. Just admit it. Just everybody should
No, I'm not going to say I suck because I didn't. I was getting a lot of DJ jobs. I was already traveling.
Well, good for you, because when I started radio, I sucked. I remember I listened back to old stuff. Like, who in the world put me? Or who hired me? Like, this is awful. You have to hone your craft. It doesn't happen overnight.
But you know, it's not on your significant other to tell you that you suck if they love you.
She made you better.
No, the breakup made me better.
Yeah. The reality of the person not believing you made you better.
Exactly.
Because you wanted to prove her wrong.
Dana, did you have to deal with Hayden's significant other when you were going through your upcoming
radio? Oh, come on
now.
My significant other cheated on me with a radio queen. She's still one of the most talented people in the business. And he used to tell me how much better she was than me. All the time. She's so much better than you. Because I was a fool and got back together with him.
In the bed or on the radio?
Not on the radio. Definitely not in bed. Come on now. Three rings.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
So of course you felt sad at the time, but now you're good. What did you learn from a breakup? At the time you were like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. But now you realize you took a huge lesson and you grew as a person from that situation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If your kids don't listen to you, if you repeat yourself over and over and they still aren't paying attention, according to science, there's one thing you can do that can rectify this situation. In case you missed it, I will share this study that I found inside the Washington Post. I go last. DJ Automatic, you go primero. What you got, man?
So in case you missed it yesterday, effective immediately, Tucker Carlson was taken off the air on Fox News, and it was a great day for America.
Happy.
I'm
just
happy because he sat there and lied to the American people time and time again. And he was fired because of it.
Okay, I want to say something. I'm not defending him. I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson. So guess what? I didn't watch him. I didn't give him any ratings. I didn't do that.
A lot of people were, and a lot of people were believing his BS.
You're right. And guess what? It comes from the top. Tucker Carlson will be replaced by another talent who delivers this. Listen to me. Let me speak. Because you're.
I didn't even say anything.
You're trying to, though. Listen. He will be replaced by somebody else who will come in with the same agenda and spew right-wing propaganda, which is not true. Fox Media had to pay almost $1 billion because they knew he was lying. Just like the guy before him, this is a long time ago, Bill O'Reilly was lying, and they finally fired him.
Bill O'Reilly was filling up on women.
And
that's why he got fired.
He was lying as well. He was also lying. Same thing. He was telling the same stories. Tucker Carlson came in, filled his shoes. Even bigger lies. And now someone will come in and tell even bigger lies.
Hopefully not.
I don't
because,
like him.
Hopefully
but
not
it's
because.
From the top.
But hopefully not because they had to pay $1 billion for those lies. Now, and they're going to have to probably pay a billion plus more because the cases aren't over with.
What should happen is the bosses, whose agenda it is for their talent to lie, also have to lose their position on the board.
The best thing Fox could do for themselves at this point is clean house, because they got to start with a clean slate.
And for anybody who's listening who's mad, don't be mad at us. We're just delivering a message. Fox News lies. That's all there is to. You're going to be mad. Like, oh my God, Dana's so left. She's so liberal. Nah, I'm giving you the real news. They fired somebody who was lying because it cost him almost $1 billion. But guess what? They're going to put somebody else in there who's going to do the same thing.
Hopefully not.
Watch. Okay. All right, Anthony A.
Oh, now it's my turn. Okay, yeah. Now let's go talk about research. In case you missed it, conducted by my good friends at CBS News. I'm not sure if they're firing people or whatnot.
No, they're good. They're good there. They fact check.
Yeah. All I know about CBS News really is Tony Romo, because he's on CBS broadcast. So as long as nobody's firing Tony Romo from sports, I'm cool. Okay, I don't really know what else is going on with you guys. But in case you missed it, new research shows that good leaders need recovery time. All right. So CBS surveyed a couple different bosses, and it said, yes, when the bosses go home and they disconnect, they don't respond to emails, they silence their notifications, and they just relax, they actually come back the next day a more effective leader and more refreshed, ready to accomplish the day. So when you get home, just chill, dude. Don't
get it.
Put on Fox, I guess.
Get all worked up and scream at the TV. You liar!
It took me some time to kind of try to do that. I still have trouble, but I remember Automatic getting mad at me because I was texting Anthony in the middle of the night. He's like, what are you doing? Stop doing that.
Sometimes,
like,
you just got to shut it down. You can't always be in work mode all the time. Hard. And if you are, your show, or like our show, or your business is going to,
you're right,
is going to really, really fail from it.
I learned from one of our bosses years ago, do not check your email before you get on a radio, because it'll put you in a mood, and just don't. It can wait until after you're off the air. And so since then, I don't look at my phone. I don't check my email. All right, now let's talk about our kids. In case you missed it, kids don't listen. Every parent knows they repeat themselves. Put your shoes on, blah, blah, blah. Get ready. According to science, play music for them.
Oh.
Playing music helps children pay attention. Studies show that children that listen to music while studying, while testing, or even just having a conversation, if you have it on in the background very low, for some reason, their minds focus more. I'm happy about that because my daughter loves to listen to music when she's doing homework. No wonder she's not listening to me.
In our house, music was always on, and I feel like I agree with the study because I always felt like I was more engaged because no matter what, you could go back to talking about the music. You could go
According to the study, it puts you in a certain kind of mood. It helps you bond with your children. It puts you in a happier mood. Therefore, you're more open to listening to somebody who's telling you, put your shoes on.
I'm pro to studying with the music and whatnot too. But the downside of that is when you go to take these tests, you're not going to have the luxury of the music with you.
Why do we put kids in one room that want to listen to music and in the other room where they want to be silent? Don't you think that's a good idea? Play some classical in the background?
Flip side is you got to be able to focus without music in the background. Just pay attention, fool.
Aye, Anthony. Anyway, listen to part of this study. Children whose parents played Mozart for them from the time they were in the belly till age 5, every one of them was smarter than children who did not listen to Mozart.
What happens if you play Chief Keef?
I don't know.
You knock fools out like Tank.
Oh, man. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Aye, aye, aye. Bad Bunny. Is he having little baby rabbits? He and a woman, she's pregnant. Let's talk about it now. This story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Lowe's. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Al Pacino celebrating his birthday. We also have Tim Duncan and TikTok star Whitney Skin celebrating her birthday.
We're going to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce's latest purchase. It is a Rolls Royce boat tail. They paid $28 million for this car.
Dang.
It is amazing. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check it out. Woo!
Dang, boat tail. I wonder if it goes like on water and on the road too.
No, just sick. On the road. Just on the road. You think Jay's driving or B's driving? She's from H-Town. She could drive. He's from New York. He probably don't drive.
Nope. I don't think either one of them's driving. I think they're being driven.
All right, now we're going to talk about Fat Joe, Busta Rhymes, French Montana, and Rick Ross all performing in D.C. while the White House Correspondents' Dinner is going on. They're trying to make some noise and lobby Capitol Hill to make hospital billing more transparent. They need a round of applause.
They do.
Healthcare is just a bad way here in the U.S.
See people advocating for the right reason, but my heart goes to the comedian who has to host that Correspondents' Dinner.
Why?
Because you're going to have a protest outside your own show. That's tough.
It's not going to be a protest. It's more just trying to bring awareness. And that's what I love about hip-hop getting older now is because guys that have platforms like this, like, you know, Fat Joe and Rick Ross, that they're bringing attention to things that matter.
And they're doing it because they're like, we're over here helping GoFundMes. In America, we got GoFundMes to pay somebody's hospital bills?
Salute to those guys.
Man, for real. And then finally, Bad Bunny was at Coachella's last week, last performance, right? Made history because he's the first Latino to ever headline. But he stopped before he went on stage. There was a pregnant woman in the front row and she was being crushed. And he got the crowd to move back. And then he rubbed her pregnant belly. It was covered in gold chains.
You had me thinking that Bad Bunny was getting somebody pregnant.
No, she was already pregnant. But the way she hugged him, I wonder how her partner felt about that. He was all hugging Benito.
I mean, it wasn't a Chris Brown lap dance, Dana, okay?
No.
True that, true that. Go check the video @DanaCortez on Instagram. We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Wagyu beef is coming to a fast food spot near you. Wagyu beef comes from cows that get massages. Okay, more info and food news. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latin X.
All right, so we're starting with a story out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gabe Botello was delivering pizza at 3 a.m. and saw a tiny little body. It turned out to be a 3-year-old girl. Here's what happened.
I had people's food, so I ran to the door and I gave them their food and I went back looking for her. I didn't find her, so I got in my car. I drove around for a minute. I didn't find her. I started pulling into parking lot. I had some water in my car, so she was drinking some water and I was just kind of like rubbing her back, letting her know she was okay. And she started falling asleep. She was so just like exhausted and cold.
You have to understand, Michigan, 3 a.m., it is freezing.
Yeah.
This 3-year-old toddler is wearing a t-shirt, a diaper, and socks, and the mother had no idea she had gotten outside. Mom was asleep. They did reunite her with her family.
And this does happen. Kids sneak out.
I know, but is it okay? Rough part of the city. I don't know. I just hope the little girl's good. And shout out to the pizza guy for stopping and doing something and stepping up.
Every part is rough part when it's that cold.
sure is, for sure. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
All right, you guys, we've all been to Panda Express, right?
Love Panda Express.
They're testing a spicy Wagyu beef dumpling. If you don't know what Wagyu is, Wagyu is like the best beef you can buy. Like Dana said, it is cows that get massages. But it's also cow that comes from Asia, and it is expensive. It's like $55 a pound.
So what are we going to, how are we going to afford these little beef balls?
I don't know. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, how is Panda Express going to afford Wagyu? Maybe it's like mixed up. It's not like pure.
We're not going to start asking questions about Panda Express right now. Let's let it be, dude. Just let it be.
You got to give it a taste test first, because I'm not buying that it's going to be 100% pure Wagyu. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll buy it, though, because we all need a little Wagyu in our lives. Massage cows. How cute. And then they kill them. Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
I was gonna get more sooner or later. All right, we'll start with National Telephone Day. Ring, hey. Ring, everybody.
Shout out to the phone. Nobody says telephone anymore. It's just phone.
Well, New Edition says Mr. Telephone Man.
Well, that was 35 years ago.
We also got National Hug a Plumber Day, y'all.
Hey, shout out to the plumbers out there. Good field to get into, and you can start learning from plumber.
Stinky job that pays really well.
Always get a lay pipe, right? That's always good. We got National DNA Day. It's also National Manny and Petty Day, too. So shout out to all the current men who can enjoy a good Manny and Petty.
I know
that you guys love Manny and Petties, but why did we just skip over DNA like it doesn't matter? Like it's not the most important part.
Because we're solving crimes and crazy crimes of passion. We'll talk about that on Wednesday, okay,
DJ?
Tomorrow.
Let's go to a shout out to school bus drivers. It's National School Bus Driver Day, y'all.
Oh my gosh. So many have been making, you know,
you're talking
headlines.
About the guy that did the brake check on the kids,
that
right?
That one and the lady saying that she was going to shove her foot so far it'd come out the nose. And
being a school bus driver is a tough job.
It's hard.
Those kids that sit in the back of the bus are...
Well, there's fighting on the bus. There's screaming on the bus. There's
smoking
kids
on
running
the bus.
Around
I mean, I see a lot
bus.
Of things go down on the bus.
Dang, they like really kind of paved the way for Uber drivers, right? They kind of just did it
Do we feel bad for the bus drivers or for the kids, though?
I feel bad for both of them because you can get a crazy bus driver, but at the same time, like those kids, I could never be a bus driver.
Oh, no. So let's have this conversation during the parents' court. I want you to call me right now. If you've seen some of these videos of the school bus drivers and the kids, whose side are you on? Tap in. We'll have the conversation Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The harsh truth is sometimes relationships don't work out, but there's no losses in life, only lessons. So we're going to tell you a few things our exes taught us during the breakup. I'll talk to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today we were talking about DJ Automatic overcoming his hating ex-girlfriend to be a flourishing DJ. And at the time of your DJ career and the relationship with this said woman, she didn't believe in you, right?
She did not believe in me, but I mean, she was kind of right. I wasn't that good yet.
What do you think?
But at the same time, you don't tell somebody that, though.
You got to see the vision, dude. You got to see the vision. What do you think, DJ Automatic, was the lesson that you learned in that relationship?
I learned that sometimes the people closest to you can be your biggest doubters and your biggest haters.
There it is, dude. There it is. I remember I was breaking up with a girl, and she told me something that stuck to my core. She looked at me and said, I was good before you, and I'm going to be good after you.
Damn.
And she did that to me. And at that moment, it didn't hurt my feelings as much as it was kind of like a light bulb that went off in my head.
Because you're like, the same thing for
I was
you.
The same thing. I was like, you're right. I am going to be better. I was good before you, and I'm good after you. And that was one of the biggest lessons I learned during a breakup, and that still carries me on through other relationships today. So,
plus, let me just tell you this. If you're dating any kind of, you know, artist or, like, you know, comedian or anybody who does it, who puts themselves out there, don't do that. Don't attack their craft.
No.
Don't go, because that's the one thing that is probably the most, you know, valuable to them. And they're already putting themselves out there, and it just shows what kind of person you are if you're going to go in and attack their craft.
Okay, all right. I feel that. I think...
Plus, that hurts my feelings.
But it doesn't make you wrong if you want to walk away from that situation.
No, hell no.
You can walk away without saying mean things.
But I'll say this. When she said that, that was the nail in the coffin. Ooh. I mean, I didn't break up with her that day, but I was like, man, we ain't going to be together much longer.
Nope. One thing that I pulled up a little survey and said, and the biggest thing that people learn from failed relationships, that love isn't enough to keep the relationship going.
Okay.
That's the biggest takeaway.
Can you expand on that?
That you're going to need more than just caring about this person, because, you know, you're going to need the effort. You're going to need to trust them.
You got to believe in them.
You're going to need to be able to see the growth of life.
I mean, Dana's known me for a long time. She's one of my biggest cheerleaders. She's always the one who's pushing me to do more and try to do more. Sometimes I feel like she believes in me more than I believe in myself.
Hell yeah, dude. That's why she's a wife and not your ex-girlfriend. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.